Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
Hello, my name's Laura McCoy and I'm the Natural History Curator for Manx National Heritage. And today I am looking at a nature diary belonging to Manx field naturalist William Stanley Cowan. This diary contains hundreds of wildlife observations, and even as a schoolboy, William Cowan kept meticulous records of the plants, insects and birds that he saw. This diary is a really useful record for us because we can see and compare what is present in these locations today from what he was seeing all those decades ago in 1935. And there have been some quite drastic changes, not only in the species that can be found in these locations, but when they were arriving there or when the flowers were actually coming into bloom. So we can start to observe the natural world and the effect that we're having on it by these changes in our environment. So having a record of these, being able to extract the data, make that publicly available so that it can be studied, is one of the important jobs that we do here at Manx National Heritage. And we have thousands and thousands of records. In fact, I think on our website we have over 1 million records, which is an incredible achievement for such a small place. We have a website, the Isle of Man National Biodiversity Network, which contains over 1 million records of biodiversity data. And this is an incredibly useful tool for us to be able to analyse the natural world throughout history.